I'm Joel Samper, a senior at Food and Finance High School. I'm also a manager at the School Grounds Cafe, which is on my high school's campus and run by students like me. We serve a variety of pastries, from muffins to bagels and empanadas to biscuits. I help bake the pastries in the morning, and I recently started to think about how much of the food we make goes to waste. Sometimes it is because of protocol. We throw things away to stay fresh and not serve customers week-old muffins. Sometimes we make food just for practice, and most of it ends up in the trash. It's not just a problem in the cafe, it's also a cafeteria. Here's my friend Gabby explaining how lunchtime really works.
That gets me very upset, considering the fact that Food and Finance is a school that is mainly culinary focused, so we should have the opportunity to make our own meals or be able to have served food that we would actually eat, because if we... All the food that we get served gets thrown away. Like, most of the time, kids only want a burger and don't want the fries, but they serve them the burger and the fries, so they just throw away the fries, and it just gets thrown away in regular waste rather than composting.
I'm not here just to blame others. I recently started tracking my own food waste through an audio diary. I ate breakfast at the cafe, and I had a cinnamon stick for breakfast. It wasn't how I pictured it would taste and like look. Me personally always wanted it to be like cinnamon, like soft, and you know, like warm and like gooey, something like that. The cinnamon stick was just like a regular cinnamon stick, but it was just not how I pictured it. And that just led me to like not want it more. Like half of it, I just didn't want it. I just wanted it, wasted it away. I really thought I wasn't wasting food. I really thought it wasn't that serious, but it actually is. And again, it's wasting the cafe's money, wasting every product, food cost, everything that was put into just making that one thing. In the beginning, I never thought it was a big deal to throw away a little piece of food. It never really crossed my mind when I'm throwing away food. But it turns out that a little piece of food goes a long way. 1/3 of all the food is wasted in America. This appalled me because 1 out of 8 Americans is food insecure, equating to 40 million Americans and more than 12 million children. Many people have the same mentality that I used to, that the food we waste individually is not a big deal. But each of us is contributing to the mountains of food waste that there is in America. From our homes to the school lunchroom, this is Kimberly from City Harvest.
27 million pounds of food that goes to waste from households alone. That's close to 50% of all food waste in our country. So I think if just the individual and household were to kind of have more control over what they waste out, what they use, and I think we could solve a lot of issues within our own homes. I think as kids, our parents, they kind of pressure us into finishing our food, and they say, you know, you better eat your dinner because there are other kids in the world who don't have enough to eat, right? So that's kind of a common thing that we hear growing up from not just our parents, but, you know, other adults in our life. But I think, you know, hunger and our, like, ability to finish our food, those are kind of complicated things, and there's reasons why kids don't want to eat the food that they're given at schools. There's a lot of reasons why. It could be for cultural reasons, it could be because the food in public schools is not appetizing or something that they're not used to, so there's lots of different reasons why kids throw out their food. But I think what we need to do is kind of educate ourselves better, start thinking about new ways of, you know, how we can be more proactive and productive in terms of what we're eating, what we're feeding our kids, how we're serving our kids in schools. You know, there's a lot of different layers there, so I don't think it's completely fair to put the pressure on just kids alone, you know, throwing out the food that's in front of us. There's lots of different reasons why kids don't want to eat the food that, you know, is given to us specifically in schools.
While we can't change the way our lunchroom is operated, here at Food and Finance High School, there's a lot of individual choices we can make in our culinary classes and at School Grounds Cafe to help prevent food waste. Here's my friend Gabby again talking about her class with Chef Jeff Tulak.
Most of the time while I'm in Chef Jeff's room, I make sure no food gets thrown away in the regular trash can. I make sure I get the most out of everything I'm using. So if I can't use like the stem, but I'll compost it so that way it can be used again to grow more vegetables, plants, etc. But mostly what I do is make sure everything that's being used is being put towards family meal.
Learning about food waste has been really new for me. And personally, I need to start small in changing my habits. Going forward, my goal is to think before I eat. I want to ask myself, is this really what I want to eat? And be sure I'm hungry before I dig in. That way, I can begin to reduce how much of my food ends up in landfill. This is Joel Samper from Heritage Radio Network.